Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us each day as we face the issues. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. We'll be talking about biblical prophecy being fulfilled. Biblical prophecy being fulfilled. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but as we watch what is taking place in the world, as we see what is happening in America, as we watch the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party, and what they're doing, as we watch world events, we should be excited to understand that the Word of God is being fulfilled, prophetic Word of God. In fact, one of the things that is outstanding to me, and some of the things that we'll talk about today, is in John the 15th chapter, verse 18 and 20. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Verse 20, remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus said that the world's going to hate us because it hated him. That there's going to be persecution for the Christian because Jesus himself was persecuted. In fact, the Apostle Paul, in writing to Timothy, he said, all that love the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm paraphrasing, will be persecuted. And one of the evidences of that on a broad scale, let me introduce this broadcast today by simply reading an article that is frightening if you do not understand biblical text. If you do not understand where we're going, it can be very, very frightening. It is on page 40, the magazine that comes out each month called Israel My Glory. The article says, New Secular Democrats Gunning for Christians. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I would have never dreamed that in America we would find this so open and blatant from the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party of a 28-page document being written to Joe Biden, asking him basically to persecute, prosecute, and destroy Christians in America. Yes, you heard me right. And let me read you a few paragraphs of the one full-page article. A group of Democrats has emerged in America that intends to wipe Christian values from the nation's landscape. Secular Democrats of America has produced a 28-page manifesto for President Biden and his administration that calls Christian anti-democratic and anti-scientific and a national scrutiny threat, a national security threat to the United States. Now listen, saying that Christians are anti-democratic and anti-scientific and that we, Christians, are a national security threat to the United States. And it warns more considerations given to atheists and Muslims must take place. Jan Merkel, founder and the president of the Olive Tree Ministries and the host of the radio program Understanding the Times, commented, the road ahead in America will be the greatest challenge ever for people of faith. The godless left is now in charge of our country. The White House, the House, and the Senate, and these secularists are urging all leaders to stick it to people of faith, to take away every aspect of religious freedom. In their sights are churches, ministries, and individuals who refuse to see government as God. The secular Democrats' key issue involves education, civil rights, health care, scientific integrity, protecting children and minors, and military and national character. Here are a few excerpts from the Blueprint for America that was presented in a 28-page document to President Joe Biden. Let me just read you two paragraphs from this 28-page manifesto to President Biden to basically remove Christianity from America. Quote, we urge you, President Biden, not to underestimate the institutional strength of what we refer to here in this document as the Christian nationalist movement or the religious right. This movement is extraordinarily well-funded, well-organized. Its political ideology is anti-democratic and anti-scientific. It provides constant cover for white supremacy. Legitimate saying that Christianity, the Christian church, Christian ministries, is simply a cover for white supremacy. This article further states, and it advances a reactionary economic policy, tax policy, and dominates a view of the environment that undermines our capacity and will to address the climate crisis. Its agenda rests on the political or the pinched, they're using the term, pinched interpretation of biblical principles, that is, the close, narrow understanding of biblical principles preached by Christian nationalist leadership and through leaders with their political agenda sanctioned by higher powers. They're saying that the Christians say that we have a higher power, and that's true. It's God. With their base of support, where their base of support is disciplined, motivated, and deeply committed to a vision that does not align with our basic constitutional values. They're saying that the vision that Christians have, the stand that we take for Christ in viewing the Bible as dominant and God is who we need to follow, they're saying that does not align with or support the constitutional values and democratic principles. We ask that you counter, asking Biden now, that you counter this movement. This movement, speaking now of the Christian movement. This movement's narrative by actively working to dismantle its grip, talking about Christians' grip on our government, and counter its inaccuracies and revisionist messaging around our nation's founding fathers and documents. Further in the article, it says, reverse all executive orders, rules, memoranda, and other actions that exempt faith-based organizations contracting with the federal government from non-discrimination and requirements that apply to secular organizations, including employment discrimination. This includes the following. Dismantle the Department of Justice Religious Liberty Task Force. Dismantle the HHS Conscience and Religious Freedom Division. Repeal Executive Order 13798, promoting free speech and religious liberty, and reverse its implementation across various executive agencies. Rescind and replace the Department of Justice Memorandum, Federal Law, Protections for All Religious Liberty, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't fathom that, let me summarize it. It's a memoranda to President Biden, 28-page document by Democrats that call themselves Democrats of America, the secularist Democrats of America. And they're asking Biden to cancel, by executive order, cancel anything that will give religious liberties and freedoms in America. And it's putting Biden on notification from their perspective that the Christians, we are the problem for all that's taking place in society. That's the summary of what this document states and what they're wanting to do. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be talking about that today. We'll be talking about our religious liberties and what we have in biblical truth and saying very succinctly, biblical prophecy is being fulfilled. And, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, when we look at Scripture, when we look at what the Word of God says, when we analyze the issue that we're facing each day, want us to be reminded we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is the truth book, the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. The Bible says, if you continue in my Word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. That's what Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32. However, it was the secularist George Orwell in his book, 1984, that made this statement. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. But it's the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that I believe we need to example what we do and say from his statement. He says, and I quote, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And I commend that to you today. We need to seek the truth, learn the truth, live the truth, love the truth, and take a stand, ladies and gentlemen, to defend the truth. Perhaps you've never tried that. Let me suggest it to you, that we stand on the truth of the Word of God and defend it, even if it comes to the point, and I believe it will, in our lifetimes, before the rapture of the church. I believe before we're raptured out of this old world, as Christians, we'll see succinct, direct, in-your-face, categorical persecution of the Christians. And Jesus says, remember, the world hated me first, and it's going to hate you. The world persecuted me first, and it's going to persecute you. So it ought not to take us by surprise to the realization and the recognition of that. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. They can answer all of your questions about landscape equipment for the professional as well as for the homeowner. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. And ladies and gentlemen, there's a benchmark there. It's a 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flooring 24/7. Find the flagpole and the flag at the location of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. The base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that as we talk about the issue today, we're talking about biblical prophecy being fulfilled. And we find on every hand today things that are taking place that people are wondering about, concerned about. Is this biblical prophecy taking place? Is this happening today? When will this take place? Et cetera, et cetera. I want to answer a few of those questions today as we deal with the issues that we're faced with and deal with current issues that are facing America and the globe. We'll be talking about today the 23-ton spacecraft, our portion thereof of the Chinese launch that was left into space and disintegrated and tumbled back to earth. We'll talk about that. Is that biblical? Is it following what is found in biblical prophecy? Is that something that's extraneous to that? We'll be talking about what the Bible says of the future day when that will take place. We'll be talking about the election fraud and what is taking place today in the five battleground states with the recounting and the auditing of the election equipment and what is taking place with that. And ladies and gentlemen, the third thing we'll talk about today is the COVID pass, the ID that is required more and more in America and around the globe, where there seems to be the weaponization of the pandemic to bring about a global governance and a global control, a global view and watching, following, looking at everything that is done by every individual in the world. And America's falling into that category today where they're rapidly producing the QR codes and the Excelsior Pass and now being found in nation after nation after nation around the world, being implemented in state after state in America based on the fact that you've got to get a vaccination to be able to travel, to be able to buy, sell, or trade. Does that fit into the realm of prophecy? Absolutely it does. We want us to find out where and exactly how that fits into biblical prophecy and whether or not we should be concerned about it. Ladies and gentlemen, all of the world watched. I don't know if you did, but all of the world was watching with bated breath when this particular piece of debris was falling, tumbling back to earth. The newsreels, the television buzz, and all that was said in relationship to it about the Chinese spacecraft with the debris. And that debris was about 23 tons, ladies and gentlemen. It was hurling toward the earth. Multitudes of reactions to the news and the bleak news reels that were out there about it. In fact, I watched some of the trajectory paths that they had presented as to where they felt that this 23-ton debris mass was going to fall. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but just as America has the space station in the space above us. We've been sending astronauts up there for 3 to 6 months, jaunters at the time, and it has been there now for several years. And now China is on the fast track of building their own International Space Station. In fact, they're claiming that they'll have lasers on board, so if there's any debris that's falling or anything that's taking place that could harm Earth, they could neutralize it before it hits the Earth. Legitimate if China ever gets completed, an International Space Station, and they have long-range lasers on board, they will control the world. They will control the globe without any ifs, ands, or buts about it. But with this particular piece of debris, ladies and gentlemen, multitudes of reactions based on the bleak news that was being given, it appeared that no one could tell where it's going. No one could determine the exact path that it would take. But ladies and gentlemen, this gigantic, monstrous mountain of debris, they didn't know where it was going to hit. It just did. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm told that the speed for the fall from outer space was about 18,000 miles an hour. Can you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, if a 23-ton mass of debris were to hit any place on the in the United States of America, it would hit land, if it had a landfall, with the mass that size at 18,000 miles per hour, can you imagine the devastation, the earthquakes that it could cause? And ladies and gentlemen, if that debris that size were to hit offshore, near shore, around the globe, it could cause major, major tsunamis. And that was the thing that many were concerned about. Exactly what would take place? What would be the end result? We're told that it could, their part of their trajectory showed that it could hit on the coast of California, hit on the coast of New York, it could hit in Australia, and other major, major prominent places around the globe. There was all kind of speculation. No one seemed to be able to get the trajectory right and understand where it's going. Ladies and gentlemen, here's one of the articles. 10-story. That's a pretty tall piece of debris. 10-story, 23-ton Chinese rocket will crash back on Earth this weekend. That was this past weekend. This is an article prior to the actual crashing of the debris. But the point of impact is still unknown. A massive Chinese rocket will come crashing back to Earth this weekend, and despite the space object being only hours away from reentry, nobody really knows the exact time and where the fiery projectile will return to the planet. The 10-story, 23-ton piece of booster rocket will plummet back to Earth a week after it was launched by the Chinese government. The rocket is part of the Long March 5B spacecraft, comprised of one core stage and four boosters, which launched from China on April the 29th. The unmanned spacecraft, the core stage of the T-shaped space station, Harmony of the Heavens is what it's called. Well, Harmony of the Heavens, it's almost laughable, which is expected to be completed by the end of 2022. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, they're building, China's building the International Space Station to outdo what we're doing in America, because they want to command control of outer space. And by commanding control of outer space, they'll control all of the universe. It is not something that we can look at as, well, let China have a space station just like we have. I am telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it could be one of the most horrific outcomes that the world has ever seen. And I'm not a predictor of doom and gloom, but I am concerned that they're pushing to get it completed by 2022. This article further states, the Chinese rocket was smashed back to Earth in an uncontrolled reentry on Friday. China's foreign minister said most of the debris from the rocket will burn up during reentry and is highly unlikely to cause any harm. Well, that was just a guesstimation. The EU space surveillance and tracking said the chances of the rocket hitting populated areas is low, but caution, the uncontrolled reentry could come with total uncertainties as to where it will land or crash. Here's another article on the same subject. Huge Chinese rocket booster falls to Earth over the Arabian Peninsula. The giant booster of what's left, or what's left of it anyway, is back on home planet. The Chinese rocket has come down. It's unknown if the debris impacted land or water. Ladies and gentlemen, it's crash landed, and yet it's still unknown if it's going to impact the land or water. Now, that's an important statement, because we look at the scripture, and we'll look at it in a moment, in the when the trumpet judgments, the seven trumpet judgments take place in the days of the tribulation, according to Revelation chapter 8, verses 10 and following, and we'll look at that in a moment. This is a mirror image of what shall take place in that day. But we want to look at what it's going to, what the scripture says in the prophetic text, when that will be, and how we should respond. But this article further states, some analysts have identified a watery grave for the rocket hunks that managed to survive the intense heat of reentry. For example, spacetrack.org stated on Twitter Saturday night, the Long March fell into the Indian Ocean as idyllic islands change off India's southwest coast. They're saying it could be there, but they were not certain. And ladies and gentlemen, this article further states, and this would not be an isolated incident. The same thing happened last year with the different Long March 5B core, which fell uncontrolled in the Atlantic Ocean off the West African coast. Some large pieces of the debris from the reentry apparently made it to the ground in the nation of Ivory Coast, though no injuries were reported. China's first prototype lab, and which was designed to help pave the way for the new space station, has its own space junk phase after completing its mission. The 8-ton craft fell to the earth uncontrolled April of 2018, burning up over the Pacific Ocean. Ladies and gentlemen, there seems to be no controlling of the Chinese debris from the Chinese rockets, the Chinese spacecraft that's going forth. And so the question is, what's on it? What kind of material would be on it? Would it be a nuclear material? Could it be something that is plutonium or other major material that could absolutely poison all the waters and all of the waterways around the world? And at some point in time, listen very carefully, according to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, at some point in time, something like this shall take place, and it shall, according to the scripture, cause all of the waters, I call them potable waters, all of the waters around the globe to be polluted, and it's called wormwood, which means poisonous. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give me the question or the comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. I would be more worried about the chemical composition for their rocket fuel than I would be worried about the actual object itself, unless it directly hits you. For example, Meteor Crater in Arizona is a mile across. They estimate the meteorite that hit there was 300,000 tons and about 150 feet across. It's the actual fuel, residue of the fuel left on the parts of the rocket, which would pose a health risk. If I remember right, I think that's some type of oxygenated kerosene that volatilely reacts with hydrogen peroxide, similar to what chemical they used to power the little rocket sleds during World War II from the Germans, the 262s, the Comets.
Yes, one of the things, and that's what I'm touching on with this, I am thankful that as best we understand today, after its crash landing, it's been kind of sequestered as to the outfall and what has taken place and what it has done for the waterways. But according to the scripture, in Revelation, the 8th chapter, verse 10 and following, and the context of it is, starting with the 8th chapter, the first verse, is the trumpet judgment. And in the 8th chapter, 6 of the trumpets, and there's 21 judgments in the book of the Revelation, the 7 seals, the 7 trumpets, and the 7 vials of wrath, and all of them will be intensifying the judgment of God, the wrath of God. It's called Thumos. It's the white-hot anger of God upon a world that said no to Christ. And, Jim, the whole thing, this is going to take place after the rapture of the church, but we're watching the precursor to these events. But in the 8th chapter, the 10th verse, the scripture says, and the third angel, Angelos, messenger, sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven. It's a fiery, shining object, if you will, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters became wormwood, that is poisonous, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter, a poisonous. And one of the things that I had several people to ask during the course of the days of waiting and watching and wondering when this was coming down, the question was, is this part of the biblical text, the prophetic text, where something like this will take place? No, this is not it, because the event that the Bible is speaking of is after the rapture of the church, and the rapture of the church has not taken place yet. I'm still here, so I know that the rapture has not taken place yet. And it's going to take place during the days of the tribulation. And just as you said, it's the fuel, it is the material, it is the payload that's in these vessels that's going up and coming back down that causes great consternation. Jim, I don't know if you're aware of it, but many people may or may not be. We have some 20 to 30,000 space debris floating around in outer space. They can plummet to the earth at any time. What's in those? Yeah. What kind of fuel is in those? What will it do to the world's waterways? That's what the scripture's talking about.
Yeah, it's a floating junkyard up there. There's just stuff all over the place. I think that part is very much going to the chemical part, like you were speaking of, is very much what would contribute to actually poisoning. Because a little bit goes a long way whenever you're talking about that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. So the thing that I say to all of us is to recognize that the Word of God is truth. The Word of God has, it's, as I call it, poured in concrete. God's not going to have to come back and rewrite the Word. And so, therefore, we see the eschatological prophetical facts of what is going to take place. And we need to understand the chronology of it. But to answer the question that I had asked by several, is this the prophetic text? No, but it is the foreshadowing of what shall take place in the days after the church is raptured out. And so I'm concerned about the future tense, and I don't know what the world leaders will do, but it appears that there's no control. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but there's no control over any nation with what they send up as to where it's going to land and their responsibility when it lands and what takes place. There's no control, and China's been doing this now for years and years and years with their space junk and with it tumbling back to Earth. Now, I'm sure that other nations have done so, and we've not known it. But China seems to be totally amiss with anything called control or responsibility.
Yes, sir. I would agree with that very much. One of my hobbies is astronomy. So looking out in outer space and God's creation there, you know, it's a satisfying hobby for me. And whenever I see stuff like this and I read the articles, I hear a lot of fear mongering from the media there. And it's like, you know, I wish they wouldn't do that. If they would just tell the truth that, hey, look, the rocket fuel is more dangerous than the object falling, you know, then I could get that. But they're making it seem like this thing's going to fall on top of your head and, whoa, that's going to be it, the end of the world. And it's like, man, come on, guys, really?
Yes. I understand that, and you're exactly right, brother. Thank you so much for your call and for your input
on
that.
Thank you, sir.
In fact, I've got an article here as a follow-up on that, Jim, that I will share with our audience. Chinese rocket reportedly lands in Indian Ocean, ending days of speculation. There's a new load of Chinese junk in the bottom of the Indian Ocean today. This article says the vast majority of components was abated and destroyed during the reentry into the atmosphere. Although objects from space lose orbit routinely, most are smaller, much smaller, than the massive rocket which had been used to send parts of the Chinese space station into orbit. This means that the burn-up, when returned to the atmosphere, the size of the rocket endangered or engendered fears that pieces of large or small would tumble to the surface and spike a population or strike the population in the populated areas. Just as Jim just said, it appears China won the gamble, but it still was reckless on their part. And it goes on to talk about the dangers of these things taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today biblical prophecy being fulfilled. Part of the biblical prophecy being fulfilled, or the foreshadowing of that, is seeing what's just taken place with this 23-ton, 10-story rocket falling back to Earth that was sent up by China and a very, very, I think, reckless, haphazard thing took place. It could have been major, major devastation. One day, according to the Word of God, that shall happen in a devastating fashion. Ladies and gentlemen, hang on there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back after the top of the hour news.